Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
Deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all gonna die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What is in your water? And what is in the food that you're eating that has been utilizing that water? That's one of the questions we'll ask and hopefully answer today, a little later, as we talk about the growth of food in California. Do you want to be eating it? Or do you want to be growing it at home? Yeah, Liam Sheff's going to be by with a growing your own food update. Looking forward to that. SB 277, vaccine lies. That is right here at the beginning of the show today. Is that good for public health, mandating vaccines? How can mandating an injection or a series of injections with toxins and foreign biologics ever be considered a good thing? Somebody's lost their mind. What kind of medicine do medical doctors practice as their standard of care when they will strap you down in a gurney if you refuse to accept chemotherapy for cancer? We can look at California politicians and we can say, hey, aren't they practicing medicine without a license at the behest of vaccine manufacturers? Isn't that what SB 277 did? Forced everybody into a standard of care that is substandard and damaging to the immune system? We'll review the top 10 lies that dupe dysfunctional Californians, particularly the legislators who are bought. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friends. No Super Don yet. Rumor has it that he has crossed the border and he is ready to reveal where he is. That's a rumor. We're going to see if that comes through at the bottom of the hour. Super Don may be calling from the road. I'll handle it from there. If you'd like to call into the show, however, there's a different number today. If you'd like, if you're listening live, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. RobertScoutBell.com. All the links are up in the show notes, including the stories we plan to cover. And, of course, the sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. A little more talk about spirituality and cancer cures. I always love that topic. If you want to chime in on that, too, you're welcome. Toll-free number is also put up through the social networks, I think we did. Yeah, I think in Facebook, that's it. You can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media. Now, top SB 277 vaccine lies. This is a good article by Ethan over at naturalnews.com. You can hear us through naturalnewsradio.com and, of course, our syndicator, GCN. You know, I ask these questions about how is it that seemingly smart people are so stupid. And it's not everybody that's stupid. It's like seemingly smart people are willing to be bought. That's right, purchased. And they will sell out their brethren, their sisters, their mothers, their daughters, their grandkids. Yes, people do horrible things, especially when they feel like there's no liability when the injuries occur. And in the case of the vaccine industry, you know they have no liability if it's on the CDC recommended schedule and it harms or even kills a kid. The family cannot sue the manufacturer. They can't sue the FDA. They can't even sue the government. They can only petition a government court, an unconstitutional vaccine court, to hopefully get some kind of support for the child if the child is alive and diagnosed into the autism spectrum, other forms of neurological or brain damage. And, well, if they're killed. I mean, my gosh, just horrible. Number one on this list of the top 10 things we were lied to about, especially if you're in California, the establishment lies about Senate Bill 277. Number one, vaccines are always safe. Now, this is, of course, Richard Pan, you know, this dunderheaded pediatrician. Presumption was the catalyst that they're safe behind the stripping of California's parents' rights to reject vaccines for their kids. And how often have you heard this mantra? I mean, it's like you join the church of pharmaceutical mysticism and you're given a secret word. It's not so secret. And here it is. Here's your mantra. Here's your prayer. Vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective. And you can actually sing that. And eventually you'll be convinced that they are, but it won't make them safe or effective. It'll just convince you that they are. And this is how they played it in the corporate media. And that was the excuse to say, hey, why shouldn't we mandate it for everybody? I mean, they are safe. They are effective, aren't they? Why should anybody care? We should all get it. But if they were that safe and if they were that effective, why would they need to mandate it? Why would they need to alleviate responsibility for any injury should they occur to the vaccine industry if they're safe and effective? You see, there's so many, well, levels of cognitive dissonance here. You know, it's sort of like this does not compute. If you actually had to look at it square in the face, your head would explode. Particularly the people that are taking too many drugs just so they ignore the obvious in this case. Number two on the list, vaccines contain no mercury. Right. Vaccines contain no mercury. As I've said, even the mercury-free vaccines contain trace amounts. Check out that documentary film by Eric Layden, Trace Amounts. Vaccines do contain mercury. Some more than others. The flu shots contain it unless you get the unit dose vial, the multi-dose vial. But even the unit dose vial contains lower levels because why? The subcomponents in that vaccine are also preserved very often with thimerosal, a mercury-derived preservative. And even though they don't add extra thimerosal at the end of those so-called mercury-free vaccines, the mercury residual from thimerosal in the subcomponents is still there, but they don't have to label it as such. Since we didn't add it at the end, we're mercury-free. That's why I say it's no such thing as a mercury-free vaccine. And even if they are lower in mercury, they still have aluminum. And you add aluminum to mercury and you get an LD, you know, lethal dose, it starts coming down big time. So, oh, it's not mercury. There are other things in there as well. The U.S. CDC admits, I'm not just making this up, it admits the excipient and media summary that it has. The Marisol is still used. I mentioned some of them, but they're in the DT shot, the influenza, the number of influenza, trivalent, quadrivalent influenza vaccines, Fluzone, high dose and intradermal, the meningococcal vaccine, the TD, Tdap, some have called that, also contains mercury. You know, those are the added at the end mercury. Those are the worst. That doesn't mean the least are safe. Number three. This was a big lie. Pan, the scammer, Richard Pan, he said vaccines don't contain aborted human fetal tissue. We refer to the CDC's official vaccine excipient and media summary once again, and it's clear that at least 9 childhood vaccines contain aborted human fetal tissue. And they call it MRC5 and WI38, human diploid cells. And so the lies are there, right, for anybody to see through. But if you dangle enough money in front of Richard Pan and the other Democratic dummycrats and some Republicans in California, they're willing to sell out, as I said, their brothers and sisters, their mothers and fathers and grandparents and grandkids. They will have to meet their maker at the end if they don't get that their karmic deserve while they are alive in this lifetime. Because you don't escape it, even though Congress, like the emperor of old, can grant immunity to drug companies. Their vaccines do not grant any immunity to you or your children. Number four on the list of the lies told to get SB 277 passed, unvaccinated children can infect vaccinated children. Absurd. If your vaccines are safe and effective, then you should have nothing to fear from an unvaccinated child. And it's the opposite, because the vaccines themselves shed, we'll get to that, and create scenarios where other vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals may acquire or encounter, if you will, certain of these viable viral strains. Of course, the other mantra of vaccines are safe and effective is herd immunity. Right? This is the other thing. You get your secret word when you're part of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. It is a religion. You think you're Christian, you think you're Jewish, you think you're you follow Islam, yet you vaccinate? No, you're a member in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Vaccinology is the subdivision, if you will, or the sect within that church. Herd immunity, another of their mantras. Vaccines don't cause autism. That's a big one for pro-vaccine liars. Despite 30 studies that suggest otherwise, despite how many parents that I've talked to and met personally that had healthy children, got one of the shots or series of shots, MMR included, and saw their children reverse into the autism spectrum. Wakefield, he saw the link, but he didn't say it was a direct link. He said indirect. It was the gut issue with the MMR, and it also happened to manifest as a neurological symptoms as well into the autism spectrum. Number six on the list of the lies that we're told to get SB 277 passed. Don't let it happen in your state. Immunity can't be derived naturally and must involve an injection, right? The human immune system. Oh, yes, God didn't create that, right? There's no divine intervention. I mean, I think the very fact that we're alive is pretty divine, in my opinion, of course. But the idea that you can't develop a natural immunity by encountering these microbes, in fact, that it might be superior to do so, that can't even be discussed. Blasphemy, you say. You can't bring up the fact that those diseases might be good for us, good for our children. In fact, there's a lot of evidence that shows that kids that go through these childhood diseases come out of them alive and they thrive with lower incidences of chronic disease, allergies, etc. Number seven, I mentioned this earlier, vaccines don't shed live viruses. Yes, they do. Read the insert. The flu vaccine that you can inhale, the MMR, there are a few others that actively spread viral particles within 2, 3, 4 or more weeks after the injection or inhalation. The CDC's always expanding schedule is absolutely safe. Of course, they've never tested the schedule for safety or efficacy. It's not a scientific schedule at all. Number nine, anti-vaxxers all follow Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy. That is a crock. That is a lie, but that's another one of their mantras. And finally, the biggest whopper of them all, vaccines are responsible for eradicating infectious diseases like polio. They don't even know what polio is. In fact, they do, but they don't want you to know because then you'll know there is no such thing as a vaccine to prevent it. Polio is toxicology. Polio is DDT. Polio is other neurotoxic substances that are impacting the nervous system and causing great dysfunction to the point of paralysis. All right, back after this with more public outrage for Pepsi.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are FortressSurvivalLLC.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You got chlorine? Anybody? Hello, extra chlorine? You thirsty? Who wants to drink some chlorine with me? No, not going to do it. Diet Pepsi switching over to chlorine, though, right? Aspartame, finally out of Diet Pepsi. Woo! Are we all going to go out and drink some Diet Pepsi now? They're ditching aspartame. Did you hear this? They finally gave up on NutraSweet, NutraPoison, AminoSweet, whatever you want to do, and switch to a chlorine-based sweetener. Are you all so happy? How many of you used to be soda drinkers, you know, on a regular basis? I mentioned yesterday I went to Coca-Cola University. Literally, I drank Coke. That's what we knew. In the South, you don't drink soda, you don't drink pop, you drink Coke. Have a Coke. And a smile. Watch your teeth rot away. But the entire basis for carbonating, for putting caramel coloring in it, phosphoric acid, whether it be high fructose corn syrup now or in the artificial category, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi. Diet Pepsi finally said enough is enough. We can't handle the negative publicity. And they're ditching the aspartame. They're not saying it's bad, right? We can never say it's bad. It's just that people don't like it anymore. Even Diet Coke, which still uses aspartame, dropped 5% in sales in North America first 3 months of this year. Why are people drinking this stuff? I look back and it's addiction to some degree. But I mean, how did they do this? This is the power of marketing. The interesting thing about that series, Mad Men, was you got to see the 20th century Mad Men ad men, how they basically hypnotized the Western world to do things that are horrible for them, to self-destruct and pay for the privilege of that self-destruction. You see some of the most obese people drinking diet sodas even today? And even if you're slender and you're drinking that to think it's going to keep you slender, there are a lot of problems. I talk with someone who is a heavy diet, the husband of someone who is a heavy diet soda drinker with aspartame. And she was diagnosed with multiple brain tumors, astrocytomas, which were known to be linked to aspartame consumption. Now, some of the big boys and girls up there at Big Beverage switched over to Truvia, which is sort of a synthesized version of stevia, not the form that I would utilize. And even that's certainly a step in the right direction. But still, the reliance on sodas, you know, with every meal, we have been programmed. And I speak from someone who has been deprogrammed. Years of drinking that stuff. I remember for years after having literally the taste, like if I saw somebody drinking a Coke, that I could taste it for a couple of years after at least. And you could crave it. Remember that body feeling. And that's not by accident at all. But what is shocking that Pepsi finally goes, okay, we're succumbing to market forces, because the FDA didn't do anything about this. The FDA didn't pull aspartame off the market. No, it was the people that said, we're not drinking that stuff anymore. We've covered stories on aspartame for years, but Diet Pepsi, true to their form, didn't go to truly good stevia or even honey, or not that I expect that they would or anything like that. Not that you can trust that the honey is real. A lot of it's watered down fructose corn syrup from China, for instance. But they switch over to sucralose, which is a chlorine-based sweetener, and people always ask me about that. And I said, you know, what do I do? Should I switch to sucralose? What about that with sucralose? I'm like, yeah, pour it in your pool. If you have a swimming pool, pour it in your pool, but don't drink it. You know, I'm just saying. Not a real good plan. But again, when you step back, and maybe you're already here with me, maybe you're transitioning, or maybe this is new to you if you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Step back and think about this. How the hell did we end up making soda as a staple rather than, you know, a special once in a while treat? Because it used to be, wow, you'd have a special treat. You go to the soda fountain. Again, if you're old enough to know what that is, you might go, like in Brooklyn, get an egg cream, you know, a little soda fountain, do fun stuff. They made the sodas right there with the syrup, the special sauce. And it was a treat, but now it's become a staple, and kids are just grabbing still the Cokes and the Pepsis and the this and the that as if it were water. And this is a big reason why I want you all to consider seriously getting some Echo water in your home, because you're going to find the kids are going to drink more water because the water is going to taste good. It's going to have the molecular hydrogen in it instead of the carbonation in it. And if you still like a carbonated beverage once in a while, hey, okay, delicacy, not staple. And certainly not with chlorine and not with aspartame. You don't need more methanol. You don't need more formaldehyde. You don't need more formic acid or DKP. All right? No more chlorine either. All right, when we come back, I'm hoping to hear from Super Don on the road. Where is he? Where's Waldo? And will the Skep Ducks reach out and touch us, because we talk about spirituality and cancer cures? Let's find out after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill?
because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I hear a yellow rose or something there. What's going on? Do we have Super Don from the highway? Are you safe? Are you stopped that you can talk to us for a moment? Super Don?
I am. I'm here, and I have reached
the state of my destination.
Whoa, this is big news. Are you actually going to tell us where you are? Because I know everybody's just dying to know, where is Waldo? I mean, Superdon.
Well, you know, we had a listener identify the picture from Arizona, which yeah, I was there.
Heather Woods nailed it. Tom Woods, yes. Why, she's brilliant, and a few others noticed it, but she was first.
That's
so true. So you're settling in Arizona, is that what you're saying?
No, not in Arizona. And then okay. I actually did drive into New Mexico for a period of time, but I'm not a New Mexican.
Did you need a passport to get through New Mexico?
No, I did not. But you know what? I am now in a place where I actually did have to go through an inspection station and talk to the Border Patrol.
Really?
And as the song may indicate, I am now in Texas.
In Texas? Did they let you in? They let you in?
They let me in, and they're going to let me stay, too.
Awesome. So, final destination, that's a big state. Can we be more specific, or do we just need to keep it generic at this point?
Well, at the moment, I am in a place called Fort Stockton, Texas, and I am about 500 miles or so away.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I'm about 5 hours away.
Yeah, you're about 330-some-odd miles away from where you're going.
Yeah, from where I'm actually going, and believe it or not, I am going to what they call the blue dot in the big red state.
Okay.
That would be Austin, Texas, is going to be my new home.
Well, look at that. That's great.
That's
Austin
right.
is awesome, and I'm hoping that Michael Bednarik makes his way back down there. You guys could be neighbors.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we've got some listeners that might be around in the area, too.
Super Don's coming to Austin, Texas. You heard it here first. It's been revealed. We don't tell you all the reasons why, but we're getting there each and every day, a little closer, Super Don.
No, I am now a Texan. Now, listen, I am a city slicker dude.
Wear your
the
boots.
West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I always say I can't. I will not wear boots, and I will not wear a cowboy hat. But
okay.
You know, I, there might be a few things I can adopt here and there, but I am going to be a Texan from here on moving forward. So there you go.
I'm feeling good about it, Super Don. I'm feeling really good about it. This is really exciting.
You know what I'm bummed about, though, is that I get here to Texas shortly after Ty Bollinger leaves and goes to Tennessee.
Right. Well, again, we'll work you a time zone closer. You know, he's still in the central time zone, as are you, so you guys are still okay. You're kind of close. But that's great. Very exciting news. Very exciting news. And have you been taking that drug called Noacetol? Because I'm sure at this point it feels like you have none.
Oh, man. I didn't have much of one to begin with, so whatever was whatever is there is gone.
Did you talk to any truckers and commensurate on this thing? I mean, you know, when they say, how do you do it? How do you sit down all day in a car like that?
No, I don't know how they do it. And to be honest with you, I mean, listen, I have traveled, when I'll be done, I will have traveled just over 2,000 miles.
Wow.
And that, God, I can't imagine the guys doing this for a living. It just, I am not a long-distance driver. I'm just not.
They get butt massages or something. There's some kind of secret.
My butt hurts, and I get that road thing where it's like you get hypnotized, and pretty soon, you know, you're like all over the road, and it's like, oh, no, I got to stop. So
Yeah. Well, stay safe. Even though you're getting closer, I don't want you getting any trouble. And at the Border Patrol thing, were there any controversial things that happened with you and Border Patrol?
No. In fact, I didn't know what to expect because I've never dealt with Border Patrol before, so I'm thinking,
right.
Oh, they're going to want to inspect things, something like that.
Yeah.
And I pulled up and rolled the window down, and the guy said, U.S. citizen? I said, yes, sir. And he said, have a nice day. That was it.
Have a nice day. All right.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. Well, I'm glad they let you in, man, because you look like a fuzzy foreigner, whatever that means. You could have been a Canadian.
Sure, yeah.
He's dang
so
Canadians.
Here I am. I'm in Texas, and it is, man, it's hot.
Yes, it is.
And there's cactus and tumbleweeds, and you know, it's different.
I know you love the environment, but don't hug a cactus,
I'm not
right?
I'm going to hug a cactus, but I am excited about Austin because, as they say, it's the blue dot in the red state,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot. There's a lot of artistry, a lot of creativity.
Mm-hmm. A lot of holistic stuff,
It's a very crunchy granola, a little kind of a spot, or little, it's really big, actually.
It's like,
there's a lot of music. There's music
there
in it. It's really cool.
Well, I got to ask you, Superdon. Yesterday, I covered this story with Dr. Bitar. Spirituality may be tied to easier cancer course, and we didn't have the skeptics throwing tomatoes at GMO tomatoes at us. But I figured you might be able to take this on because you know modern medicine is finally doing a little bit more than paying lip service to recognize in their own studies to say people who have spiritual beliefs. It didn't matter what religion; it wasn't about that. That they had some sense of spirituality, they did much better with treatment and recovery.
Well, you know, they have been trying to avoid that for a really long time. You know, a few years ago, they were looking at what was called the mind-body connection as, you know, quackery, nonsense. All mind, if I think about it, you know, enough, it will make it so. And they would crack jokes about it and stuff. But as time has gone on, they have had to acknowledge that there is such a thing as the mind-body connection, but they're finding their own way to explain it. Mm-hmm. You know, in scientific terms, one guy in particular I know that has had to embrace it and has come up with an explanation for it is our buddy Stephen Novella, who he's a neurosurgeon, neuroscientist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so he has been able to explain a scientific explanation for the mind-body and I forget what he called it, some kind of like a loop back type thing where it can be explained scientifically, but only a little bit. They only, you know, they only can explain just a tiny little bit in order to explain it away. But if you try and do anything about people believing in faith or prayer or any of that stuff, and, you know, the feathers go flying and the eyeballs shoot out and, you know, everybody runs around like a monkey going woo, 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 woo.
Right. Then they start their woo, woo chanting. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, let them chant about this, Super Don. Endoscopes, endoscopies, and colonoscopies. Colonoscopes are killing people. Yeah, I know. They're killing people. I remember when I was, much younger, and I've told about my uncle, the doctor, who told me, don't be a medical doctor, that my aunt, his wife, went to get a colonoscopy. This was many years ago now. And they perforated her colon. In other words, they, you know, it poked through the colon. It's like, oh my gosh. And evidently this happens, but I'm not even talking about that. I mean, because that can be deadly because you could have sepsis infection. It's kind of bacteria getting into places it's not supposed to be. But what they're saying here, and it's got a picture of this endoscope. It's scary looking. It's like the Borg would do this or aliens would do this to you. But this is what doctors are doing. And they're saying that because of the design of these things, biological debris can get stuck in the microscopic crevices on the instrument and can remain there for the next patient. So they're doing inadvertent, unapproved fecal transplants, and they're killing patients.
Pretty much. And this has actually been in the news for a number of weeks, where it took them actually several weeks to examine these pieces of equipment to discover, and they actually, I have seen this, where they are saying it is virtually impossible to properly and completely 100% sanitize these devices in order for them to be used. So the question then becomes, what do you do? I guess they need to invent a better device in order to be able to do these things.
Yeah, I'm sorry, doctor. You're going to put that in me. It better be fresh from the factory, right? but we're not going down that road because we don't need to. I mean, we heal the gut in different ways. Of course, they don't know about that. But they're talking about carbapenem-resistant enterobacteriaceae, CRE, completely untreatable. Okay. Mortality rate of 40% or more. And you're risking this, not only perforation of the colon if they slip, but risking it even if there's no perforation. And so the whole idea of healing the gut, which is something we talk about here a lot, it's a lot different than what they do. They do their endoscopes. They do it to find stuff. They don't have prevention except to, I don't know, eat a better diet. They don't define the diet. They don't mention GMOs. They don't say the word organic. Right. And they'll only blame your genes then. And that's what you're left with.
That's true. But listen, I mean, are there times where you need to have some kind of exploratory situation to try and find out what's going on? Yes, of course.
We'll just go with a disposable flashlight. At least you're not going to get the CRE.
Well, listen, you remember how they used to use thermometers?
Yep.
And, you know, they just kind of clean it off. And now what do? They've got the sleeve on there, you know, so that it's protected. And some, I assume they'll do something like that with these things. It's unfortunate that people had to die to get there.
But here's the thing, Super Don. The FDA has really done nothing about this. Good on the Alliance for Natural Health for bringing that out. It took them years and years and years, 6 years, that they were, you know, being warned about the dangers. And 28 people had died, dozens more been made sick.
They were too busy going after somebody for selling raw milk. That's the important stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? So they finally issue a warning about this superbug outbreak. But what are they doing? I mean, not a whole heck of a lot. There's no congressional hearings. Where's Dick Durbin? You should stick this up Dick Durbin, and then maybe he'll get noticed on it instead of going after dietary supplements all the time. They're not doing anything.
Well, you know, I'm paying attention now.
Right? Yeah. And, of course, when this happens to Dick Durbin, this is what you'll hear. Yeah.
Yeah, that last part. That was
Exactly. But, I mean, this is the standard of care. They're willing to do scopes on you, and I'm not saying that they're evil trying to make you sick. But they've not been adequately cleaning, and it took the FDA 6 years to point this out and say, hey, docs, we got a problem here. So if you want, follow up these things with a rectal installation of silver hydrosol. I'm just saying, right there. If they're putting something up your bum that you don't know where it's been before, my gosh, you better follow up with loads of silver, because that stuff will kill the bad guy.
And if you don't know how to do it, Robert will make a house call and do it for you.
I'll walk you through it. No. That's not right. We got some questions of the day a little later. I'll see if I can get to them. I don't understand the ridiculous complaints for holiday makers, but Super Don, I'll cover it. You need to hit the road, don't you?
I got 5 hours to go, and then I'm there.
All right. Stay safe, my friend. Austin will welcome you with open arms and open. No, I'm not going there. All right. Have fun, my friend. Save your tushy. No colonoscopies on the way, okay?
We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. We love Super Don. Back with Holiday Makers after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times.
Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Just thinking back to road trips, feeling for our friend, our pal, Super Don, as he's heading 2,000 miles across the great, well, I don't know, right now he's in the Great Plains or maybe rolling hills at this point of West Texas. But if you've ever been on the road, especially if you have kids, of course, you've got a lot of things to complain about, legitimately. Unless they're very disciplined and calm and busy doing other things like reading or playing silly games. A lot of times you turn your head, don't make me come back there. But there are some funny stories coming out of the newspapers in England on travel issues. Maybe they've been going around for years, but I haven't seen this one. I thought it'd be funny to go over it and get a little laugh here with you. Next hour, Liam Sheff's going to join us. There's things that we cannot really laugh about, talking about water and what they're doing to the water and what they're putting in the water and then what they're watering the crops with. What kind of water? What's in the water? Stunning, stunning information. We got questions of the day. Cindy Lauper's pushing drugs. No, not weed. That'd be okay if she was, but no, it's not that. It's something for psoriasis. And we'll see where else we go. RobertScottBell.com, if you'd like to be part of the show. Line up. Super Don's on the road, so you can chime in. There's more room for you, in fact. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. So ridiculous complaints made by holiday makers. All right, let's see this one. We could not enjoy the tour as our guide was too ugly. You can't be expected to admire a beautiful view when you're staring at a face like this. Okay, that's kind of petty. Come on, look back. I mean, you can't help it if he's got a face made for radio. Here's one. The beach had too many fat people. It was gross. That must have been in America somewhere, right? What about this one? A man claimed he was no longer able to perform sexually after a chambermaid walked in on his lovemaking and giggled at his size before leaving the room. I mean, are these real complaints? I don't know. It's in this travel newspaper on telegraph.co.uk.
The animals at the zoo look very sad and it made our children cry. Can't they train them to smile? Now, that is kind of sad. You know, because putting an animal in a cage, not my idea of fun, much less going to see them. I mean, they've obviously transformed a lot of zoos around the world in that time period to give them really natural-like habitats. But it used to be caging animals. They'd cage humans that looked strange. And I'm not just talking about the circus. I'd have some complaints about that. What is this, reefer gas? The street signs weren't in English. I don't understand how anyone can get around. Yeah, that's when I went to Europe, of course, that was the thing about Americans. Most Americans didn't speak the language of the country they went to. I know if you were multilingual, that's not a problem for you. I had some limitations there. But you can't complain if you can't read the street signs. They're not supposed to put in English. Unless you go to South Korea, which is basically it was a colony after the war. This one in balloons. There was no sign telling you that you shouldn't get on the hot air balloon ride if you're afraid of heights. I can't. Those are the people that voted yes on SB 277, by the way. That's how stupid they are.
I didn't know I should get on there. I didn't know I was afraid of heights, but I didn't know the balloon was going to go up.
Are there any others here? I'm reading them for the first time, so this is a very dangerous segment. Could be. The local women were too beautiful. It made me feel bad about myself. No, don't do that. And maybe they're eating clean food. Maybe they're outdoors more. But remember, beauty comes from within. I know some people are going to laugh and go, oh, yeah, but what about that ugly tour guide, Robert? I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just reading these complaints. But there is an overemphasis on external beauty. We know that everybody looks different. What is attractive to you might not be attractive to the guy or gal next door. Feeling good in your own skin, you know, I guess that's the challenge for some. But recognizing that soul is what's inside. It's who we really are. This body we inhabit is just temporary. And on the inside, it shines like a light. But, you know, got to let that vitamin L through. A man sent a complaint to Disney World claiming that it was too touristy. If you go to Disney World and your complaint is that it's too touristy, you're as stupid as the person that got on the balloon and was complaining about no sign about heights, fear of heights, right? Come on, what do you expect in Disney? Too touristy. That's all it's there for, too touristy. That's kind of silly. Anyway, I hope they're funny to you. Some of these are kind of goofy. I spent a whole week on safari and didn't see any good animals. There was only a load of antelopes. I don't know. What did you want to see, a lion eat an antelope? All right, guys and girls, boys and girls, we are back for another hour. We got some serious discussion on girls just want to have drugs. Cindy Lauper. Question of the day on cancer, water. What are they watering the crops with in California? It's a shocker. Liam Sheff's going to join us. And maybe we'll get to a Trump comb over or two for silly sake. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.